All right, so Army Specialist Roger Studdard sent a letter to the governor's office on February 6th that said, I hold a substantial amount of pride in being from Missouri. I am requesting a full-size Missouri flag. I think this is a modest request from someone in my situation, proudly serving the United States of America. And I want to show you, I also want to show that I'm proud to be from and serving the great state of Missouri as well. I hope you'll grant this request for a combat tanker and fellow Missourian. We told you yesterday, Roger was stunned when he got a reply from the office of the governor on official letterhead dated last Friday that said, thank you for your correspondence dated February 6th. We appreciate your request for a free Missouri state flag. Unfortunately, due to the current state budget restrictions, we are unable to grant your request. I recommend you contact one of the merchants listed on the enclosed document for further assistance. Thanks for contacting our office. Sincerely, Joseph Taylor, Constituent Services Liaison. And attached to it was a list of places that he could go online and buy a Missouri state flag if he wanted to. Now, after I told this on the air, one of our listeners, Adam, volunteered to send a Missouri state flag off to Roger. A little while later, we got a phone call from Mary Kay in Representative Neil St. Ange's office saying, you know, I can do better than that. We'll not only send him a Missouri state flag, we'll send him one that's been flying over the State House in Jefferson City. And so I got the information from Specialist Studdard. I got his APO address and gave it to both Mary Kay and Adam and asked them each to send one because, you know, now he'll have two and I'm sure he'll run into another Missourian and he can say, hey, here's one from home. You can put it up just like I did. Now, Spence Jackson is the communications director from Governor Blunt's office, and he emailed me this morning, and Spence is on the phone right now. You guys kind of dropped the ball on this, didn't you, Spence?
We did, Paul. It was a mistake on our part, and we certainly apologize to Specialist Studdard and anyone else who was offended. Certainly what should have happened in this instance was Joseph should have referred the specialist to the Missouri House. They do have a program, as Representative St. Ange's assistant indicated, that does provide Missouri flags that have been flown over the state capitol to people who request them, including specialists, and that should have happened here.
How does that program work? Can anybody contact their state representative and get one of those flags?
They can contact the Missouri House of Representatives at 573-751-3659 and get more information about that. And that is typically what we do is we refer them to that number and to the Missouri House. But in this instance, obviously, that wasn't the case.
I'm guessing that if the governor heard about this as a guy who's still an officer in the Naval Reserves, he couldn't have been happy when he heard this.
He most certainly was not. He's someone who has a very deep and profound respect for the military. He's a graduate of the Naval Academy. He still serves in the reserves today. Was called back into active duty after September 11th. So he just has a very deep and real appreciation for active duty servicemen and women and our veterans, and has done what he could and as governor to try and help our veterans and help our active duty servicemen.
All right. Have you taken steps now to make sure this is not going to happen again if somebody else does?
We certainly have. Joseph's boss, our constituent services director, Lori Creech, has made sure that these types of requests are dealt with properly and that people are getting the right letters that direct them to the Missouri House of Representatives so that these can be processed correctly.
Joseph didn't lose his job over this, did he?
He didn't, but he feels bad about it. And certainly, you know, everyone recognizes that it was a mistake. There's no intent here to offend anyone or to upset anyone. And again, we're certainly sorry.
Yep.
To Mr. Studdard and anyone else that was offended by
it. Well, like I said yesterday, and I'll say it again today, I knew that this was just a case of somebody dropping the ball. This was not somebody doing something for political gain
right.
or anything
That's
like
right.
that. And I just wanted to make sure that things were cleared up so we don't have to go through this again with any of the other men and women serving in the uniform of the United States of America.
You're absolutely right, Paul, and I appreciate you bringing this to everyone's attention.
Spence, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Spence Jackson, Communications Director for the Governor here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's the power of the 50,000-watt blowtorch in action.